Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 7, Text number 24. We are in Los Angeles, California, December 12th, 2012. Anvaya Vyatirikena. Much louder, please. Anvaya Vyatirikena Vivekino Shatatmana. Vivekino Shatatmana. Together, please. It's very important. We try to say the mantras together. Vivekino Shatatmana. Again. Vivekino Shatatmana. Svargastana. Samamayar. Svargastana Samamayar. Vingshadbir, Asatvarai, Vingshadbir, Asatvarai, Anvaya Vyatirikena Vivekino Shatatmana Svargastana Samamnayar Vingrishadbir Asatvaray Anvaya Vyatirikena Vivekino Shatatmana Svargastana Samamnayar Vingshadbir Asatvaray Vingrishadbir Asatvaray. Next. Anvaya Vyaktarikena Svargastana samamnaya Vingshudabhir asatvaray Anvaya vyatirikena Vikikena ushatatmana Tana samamnaya Asatvaray. Marajis? Anybody? Okay. Vikshen Utpanatmana Svargastana Samamnayar Vingrishadbir Asatvaray. Translation. Sober and expert person should search for the spirit soul with minds purified through analytical study in terms of the soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance, and destruction. Please repeat. Sober and expert persons. Louder, give it more enthusiasm. should search for the spirit soul with minds purified through analytical study in terms of the soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance, and destruction. Let's say the Guru Parampara pranams, please, everyone loudly. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saravati Devi Guravane Pracharane Nivisesha Sunyavari Paskatyari Sitarane Om Aginati Munindasya Gina Gina Shalakaya Chaksuvan Minidam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Darati Svapadantiham Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Parakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishtavansha Sri Rupam Sagrachitam Sahagana Ragunatan Nitamstam Sajayvam Sadvaitam Savrutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Larita Sri Vishaka Nitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanjana Gorenge Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Supidvanu Suradevi Pranamami Hare Vare Zankalpa Kribascha Kribasindhu Vajivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasri Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Purport by Siddha Prabhupada. Siddha Prabhupada Ki Jai. A sober person can study himself and distinguish the soul from the body by analytical study. We discussed yesterday that this is the Sankhya process, analytical study. Not this, not this, not this. For example, when one considers his body, his head, his hands, and so on, one can certainly understand the difference between the spirit, soul, and the body. No one can say, I head. This is what we were quoting yesterday. So this is coming directly from Prabhupada. No one says, I head. Everyone says, my head. Thus there are two entities, the head and I. They are not identical, although they appear to be one conglomeration. Of course, conglomeration means mixture. I've got it used to in India. Even the university students don't have good vocabulary. I've gotten used to using shorter synonyms for words they can't understand. Of course, the educational system in the United States is superior. Still, how many of you already knew the word conglomeration? Most. But if I, university students, graduates in India, if I say conglomeration, they'll go, huh? You know, they're very short on English study, so my habit is to always give synonyms of smaller words. So conglomeration, mixture. One may argue, when we analyze the body, we find a head, hands, legs, a belly, blood, bones, urine, stool, and so on. But after everything is considered, where is the existence of the soul? A sober man, however, avails himself of this Vedic instruction. Now, this is a quote from the Taittiriya Upanishad 3.1.1. Yatova imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayatanti abhishang vishanti tat vijnanasvava tad prameti. Thus he can understand that the head, hands, legs, and indeed the entire body have grown on the basis of the soul. If the soul is within the body, heads, hands, and legs grow, but otherwise they do not. A dead child does not grow up, for the soul is not present. If by a careful analysis of the body one still cannot find the existence of the soul, this is due to his ignorance. How can a gross man fully engaged in materialist activities understand a soul which is a small particle of spirit, 1/10,000th the size of the tip of the hair? Such a person foolishly thinks that the material body has grown from a combination of chemicals, although he cannot find them. The Vedas inform us, however, that chemical combinations do not constitute the living force. The living force is the Atma and Paramatma, and the body grows on the basis of that living force. The fruit of a tree grows and undergoes six kinds of changes because of the previous presence of the tree. If there were no tree, there could be no question of the growth and maturity of fruit. Therefore, beyond the existence of the body are the Paramatma and Atma within the body. This is the first understanding of spiritual knowledge explained in Bhagavad Gita. Dehinospin yahadehi. The body exists because of the presence of the Supreme Lord and the Jiva, which is part of the Lord. This is further explained by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham cheshvavastita. By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The Supreme Soul exists everywhere. The Vedas enjoin Sarvang Kalavidam Brahma. Everything is Brahman, or expansion of Brahman's energy. Suchi Mani Guna Iba. Everything rests on the Lord, just like pearls are strung together on a thread. This word, sutre, thread, very interesting, because in modern medical language, suture. So it apparently comes from the same root word. Suture is what the surgeon uses for sewing up the cut after surgery. It's called a suture. It's a type of thread, some special kind of thread they're using. So it's coming from the same Sanskrit, but nobody knows this. At least devotees should know how much Sanskrit is the basis of... I mean, English language is a khichdi, of course. Old German, old Celtic, and this thing and that thing, old French, new French, so many things, it's nothing but Latin. But in the mix, in the Khichdi, there's some Sanskrit origins also. Well, it's English language is a mutt, you know, like a street dog mutt, you know, what is the verification, not purebred. English is a hodgepodge. But all right, it's useful anyways. So, sutra, there are many other words like, for example, parama means above. So here is, we're in Hollywood, Paramount Studios, you understand, same word. So it actually is Sanskrit. Though if you ask, they might say, well, it's Latin, but Latin is based on Sanskrit originally, you see, you understand? Because in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, or is it second canto, Archita Prabhu, where the Prabhupada explains how the refugees, the Kshatriyas who didn't want to get butchered by Parshuram, they fled west. Is it first or second canto? Yes. So there Prabhupada describes the different tribes, the Pulindakas, for example, they became the Greeks. So the ancestors of Western culture, they're coming from India, actually, going back to Treta Yuga. Then when they saw that the Parashurama was filling seven lakes with blood and butchering everybody with his axe that is moving at the speed of mind, they thought, I don't think so, I'm out of here. They just throw their few belongings in some ox carts and ran, you know. So those are the ancestors of Westerners, you know, refugees from the axe of Parshuram. That's European heritage, you know. So the Greeks were called the Pulindakas. So Prabhupada lists the different tribes and different Kshatriyas and so forth who settled down in Europe. So that is why we find Latin. And there must be some in Greek also, words like paramount. Paramount means very high. So this is the concept. Like pure devotional service described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Very high, highest. So this way we should appreciate how the Vedic culture is actually the roots of all cultures in the world. But hardly anyone knows that, what to speak of, admit it. But we, at least in studying Krishna consciousness, we should know. We must know this. So as many pearls are strung on a thread, a sutra, sutra mani guna, the thread is the principle of Brahman. He is the supreme cause, supreme Lord upon whom everything rests. Mata parataram nanyat. Thus we must study the Atma and Paramatma, individual soul and a super soul, upon whom the entire material cosmic manifestation rests. This is explained by the Vedic statement, Yatuva imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivante. Narayanam namaskritya nanam jaiva narottamam devam sarasvatam vyasam adoram madirat nasya pariyeso abhadreso nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata uttama sloke naistake. So Arjita Prabhu, I would request you make some printouts, because so many Prabhus, they're coming very nicely to class, they don't know these prayers. I'd request you make printouts and then put them in polyester wrap. I'm sorry, I can't hear you from a distance. They are available? Okay, but then somebody has to distribute. We mentioned yesterday that everyone who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness should learn these prayers. They should learn these prayers. They're very basic. This is not something superfluous. This is not the frosting on the cake. This is very important. So, I mentioned yesterday that by taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada and reading his Prabhupada's books, we don't have to go through this Sankhya process, analyzing. For the individual who is not part of a Sangha of devotees, not part of a Sangha of sages, Sangha means group, sacred or religious group. For the person who is not part of such a group, who is perhaps sitting in a hut in the days of yore in the middle of the forest, and then are trying to understand life. So they would have to go through this process if they didn't know about Brahman, if they didn't know the difference between the body and the self, you know. But, and then the principle is that if Krishna is Adi Guru, original Guru, he is Chaitu Guru, he is within the heart. If he sees that somebody is sincere, but their knowledge is complete, they're struggling to understand the difference between spirit and matter, then he will assist from within the heart, help them to understand the process. Of course, they're complete, because in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes it clear, tad viri paripatena paripasena sivya. Ultimately, if they're fortunate, their sincere introspection, as in the Bhagavad Gita also mentions the introspective sage, holding up the mirror, looking within the heart. This is the process. This is the process since time immemorial, self-realization, for the struggling individual who is trying to understand the truth. Do you follow? Yes, no? Hello? You don't follow? Okay. On their own, they may struggle to understand the truth. If they're sincere, Krishna as Chaitanya Guru will help them. But ultimately, we see that even Krishna himself accepted Sandipani Muni as Guru, Krishna Balaram. And generally, the incarnations, they're accepting Guru because they're taking the role of Acharya. And so everyone is taking Guru. Throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find practically every personality, like Narada Muni, is such a great personality. But he's also having Guru, you see. Srila Vyasadeva is a compiler of the Vedas. You could say an empowered genius, but Narada Muni is his guru, you see? You understand? So even self-realized souls, they're having guru. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated soul, Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, eternally liberated soul, Nitya Siddha. In one sense, they don't need guru, but they will always take. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he took guru. He did not require. He is the Vedas personified, he's beyond the Vedas personified. He did not require to take a guru. He's full of knowledge, Satyidananda Vigraha, spiritual body. And spiritual body means Sat, eternality, knowledge. You understand? Yes, no. He did not have to take guru. But because he took the role, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he took the role of Acharya, therefore he accepts Guru with great reverence. This is the process, cannot be avoided. So, even if a sage is sitting on his own in a grass hut, not so much anymore, but in days of yore this was common, then going through this Sankhya process is described here, but knowledge is not yet complete. And if Krishna, Lord Vishnu, sitting with the heart of Chaitanya Guru, detects sincerity, if they're fortunate, then they would lead that sage to a bona fide guru. It is by the grace of Lord Vishnu, who is a Paramatma, that one is led, if they have a spark, a little candle flame of sincerity, they will be led to a bona fide guru. This is the process. If they are less fortunate, they'll go on hit and miss program, sometimes hitting on some truth and sometimes missing. So that is not pure devotional service. Anya vidasita sunyam jnana kamara anavita. No trace of jnana, that is the point. Jnana may sometimes include mental speculation. And the perverted reflection of jnana is in the Western universities. There the fallen perverted reflection of jnanis. Every professor, they have, you get the best distinction, the best honors you get, the best post you get, if you have got the speculations that honors by others. Oh, Dr. Frog has presented a very wonderful theory. Jai. Then the university is very pleased because they will get more money from investors and donors. This is going on. Doesn't matter. You can come up. You can write a book on any rubbish, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're writing theses on various kinds of rubbish, and if it's acknowledged by the so-called academic community, if it's acknowledged, and they say, "Oh yes, Dr. Frog has written a very astonishing book. This is very wonderful. His new theory." And then, you know, acclaim comes, you know, they're invited to many seminars, invited to be speakers at different universities and so forth and so on. If they're fortunate, maybe they get some Nobel laureate prize or something, you know. That doesn't mean it has anything to do with knowledge. It could be anything, hodgepodge. Hodgepodge is Prabhupada's word. I guess it's old British, hodgepodge. Means kittery, you know. So if they're so hit and miss, sometimes hitting some truth and often missing, but you cannot attain the path of pure devotional service in this way. It is not possible. Never. Only if you have some sincerity in this search for the nature of the truth as described here, what's described here as a sincere person, then Lord Vishnu, Krishna is only for those that are devotees who have heard from Brajabasi. That to understand Prabhupada's position, you have to understand that he is the eternal resident of Brajadam, Goloka Vrindavan. Very rare. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says Sudurlabha. Very rarely found. This word Sudurlabha, very rare. So Prabhupada is from that private exclusive club of Brajadam, Goloka, highest exclusive club in the world, I mean universe, I mean beyond the universe, creation, whole creation. The most exclusive club in the entire creation is Brajadam inside of Goloka Vrindavan. How do we know it's difficult to get into this private club? Just like here in Los Angeles, say Chevy Hills, there's some golf courses, and there's other places, there's Beverly Hills, some very private clubs, right? Yes? No? You can't just drive up there and say, hi, I want to come into your club. No, where's your pass? Well, I don't have any pass. I don't need any pass. Get out. You're an intruder, you're a trespasser. Out. So how do we know the exclusivity of Goloka Vrindavan? First of all, Krishna's statement, Sudurlabha, very, very rare, that when Krishna makes it crystal clear, for one to take up the path of self-realization, Bahunam Jamanamante Gyanamam Prabhadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. So even if you come to understand you're not this body, that's foundation only. That's only the basement. You know, if they're building some high-rise, and they first of all dig a hole in the ground, and then they put some cement foundation and then some rebar, the metal bars, you know, it's just a foundation. To understand we're not this body, that is just a very basic. To come to this point of understanding, Brahman is the life force. It is very, very basic. But even that cannot give you the path of pure devotional service, try to understand. The path of pure devotional service can only be received. It can only be received from a resident of Braj or a representative of a resident of Braj. You follow? Either directly someone who is Saktivesh Avatar, who descended. Saktivesh Avatar means who descends. Sometimes they descend from higher planets. Like we accept that Jesus Christ was a Saktivesh Avatar. But he did not descend from Vaikuntha. He did not descend from Goloka Vrindavan. He came from the higher planets. He had a really tough preaching middle, tough preaching mission, the Middle East. So 2,000 years ago, Jesus was trying to preach in the Middle East, and those days was about as easy as preaching in the Middle East now. It hasn't changed that much, you know. So it was a very difficult preaching assignment, but that's where he was sent, from the higher planets. And that is one side of Saktivesh, one type of Saktivesh. But Nitya Siddha Saktivesh, eternally liberated, those are the ones that are sent into our line of disciplic succession from Goloka Vrindavan. From Brajadam, well, even Goloka Vrindavan is divided into Aishwaryadam, where they remember. Actually, it was a long, I first heard this distinction from Bhanuswami, who was giving a class. He's a very accomplished pundit, one of ISKCON's biggest pundits. The distinction between Gokula inside of the world, the lotus flower of Krishna's planet, it is divided in different sections. Once the section which is our destiny, the section from where our acharyas are coming, that is called Gokula. And if you read in the Brahma Samhita, you'll find Gokula is mentioned. But Gokula is also mentioned in regards to when the spiritual plane descends onto the material world. This is like Vrindavan in India is also called Gokula. Like a slide, if you're wearing spectacles. Well, spectacles, that's what I say in India. I train myself to say spectacles instead of glasses. You have to say everything British way in India, you know. If you're wearing glasses, then you can put on rose color shade, huh? You can put on green shade, brown shade, purple shade, clip-ons. So, in the spiritual world, there are different moods which are superimposed on the devotees. So, that portion of Goloka Vrindavan, where there's a portion of Goloka Vrindavan where Krishna, Govinda, is worshipped with on reverence. Not exactly on reverence, but they can't forget that he's the Supreme Lord. In that portion of Goloka Vrindavan, they cannot forget that he's the Supreme Lord. They know he's supreme, but they love him anyways, unconditionally love him, prema bhakti. But they are also aware. So that is like the mood of Vasudeva and Devaki. You follow? The mood of Vasudeva and Devaki. They could not forget that Krishna, although very cute and very beautiful baby, but they could not forget he was the Supreme Personality of God. They couldn't forget it. They're full of maternal and paternal feelings of prema bhakti, but still they could not forget. So that is a portion of Goloka Vrindavan is like that. Because Mathura Rasa is also within Goloka Vrindavan. Anyways, but the other portion, so that is called Aishwarya Dham. This is taught by Bhanu Swami. Aishwarya Dham. So there's still some feeling of reverence, you see. But in Gokula, that portion of Goloka Vrindavan called Gokula, which is mentioned in Brahma Samhita repeatedly, there they do not know, they cannot think that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does not cross their mind. They're fully 100% covered by Yoga Maya, you see. They cannot think like that. They only love Krishna, that's all. He is their beloved, it never crosses their mind that he might be the Supreme. We get a glimpse of that in the Krishna book, sometimes Nanda Maharaj or Yasoda. And in Gaura Lila also, when Baby Nimai would do wonderful things, like for once, for example, Baby Nimai trashed the whole house, broke the windows, broke the pots, sort of thing you'd expect a thief or a hired thug to either take a baseball bat and break all the windows and smash all the paraphernalia and smash everything and break everything. Well, that's Nimai Pandit, you know, very mischievous, you know, very mischievous. Then he'd sit down, just be a cute little baby. Mother Yashoda looking at that, what on earth? I'm not Mother, well, Mother Yashoda, you know, and Nimai's Pandit's mother, they're the same type of ras. She's thinking, what on earth happened here? And she looks at the baby, this couldn't be the work of, how could it be the work of this little baby here? Couldn't do this much destruction. But he did. Very mischievous. And sometimes when all these miracles would happen in the house of Jagannath Mishra, sometimes Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi would just kind of go like, well, this is quite amazing. I don't know what's going on here. And for a few moments they might think, maybe he's a Supreme Lord, but I don't know. Or maybe he's a Deva or something. He's not an ordinary boy. And then they would immediately forget, again covered by Yoga Maya. If the thought might cross their minds for a fleeting moment that he was the Supreme Lord, and whoosh, then finished, Yoga Maya curtain again covering quickly. Because the mood is the same as Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, you see, and the parent Jagannath Mishra and Sachibata, the same mood, you see. So that is not Aishwarya. Aishwarya means formality. Especially the Sri Vaishnavas of South India are very fond of formality. Om Vishnu, 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 Narayan, 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 Om. That is Aishwarya, formality. But our line is coming from Vrajadam exclusively. All our acharyas are prominent, most prominent acharyas. They are manjaris. Prabhupada comments says, most of our acharyas are manjaris. Manjaris means the maidservants of Radhika. Like Sri Rupa Manjari, it's in that song, Sri Rupa Manjari, pada. Sri Rupa Manjari. She is head of all the Manjaris. They're only about, is it 12 years old, isn't it? They're only 12, you could say prepubescent, you know. They're just kids. And that's, they are sold out to Radharani. It is said that they get more bliss than the gopis that are directly interacting with Krishna. This is said. So it's a very high position, Manjaris. And they go to the house of Mother Yashoda and they help Radharani cook. You know, Radharani's the chief cook. The recipes and the menu is all made up by Mother Yashoda and Rohini. They make the menu and they tell the girls what to do, and then Radharani comes every morning along with an army of sakis Of course, Ladita and Vishaka are there. And then Manjari's, Rupa Manjari's there. They all help with the cooking. They cook up these giant feasts every morning. And sometimes when Krishna is sitting there and he's eating and his appetite is not very big, and then if he sees Radharani stays in the background, you know, but Krishna sometimes spots Radharani hiding behind the assistants and servants and all the gopis, everybody, in the home of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And sometimes Krishna spots Radharani, and then when he spots Radharani, he becomes overwhelmed with prema, and so then sometimes he loses his appetite. So like a good mom, Mari said, eat, come on, eat, boy. What is wrong with you? You just eat. Come on, you're going to die of malnutrition if you don't eat. You have to go out and do this hard work, herding cows. Come on, eat something. This mothering tendency, this is coming from the spiritual world also. Then it's very funny. Is it Madhav Mangal, I think? He's watching this scene. He says, actually, because he's a Brahmin, you know, he's Brahmin. He's not a Vaishya, he's not a coward boy like the other intimate friends of Krishna. Madhav Mangal is a Brahmin. So that means he studies, he's a young boy, but he's already studied Ayurveda. Already studied as a young boy, he's already studied Ayurveda. So he says to Mother Yashoda, actually, don't worry about it. See, Krishna has a low fire of digestion. He knows Ayurveda, he says, Ayurveda concept. He has a low fire of digestion, so that's why he can't eat so much at one time. But don't worry, just give it to me, I'll eat on his behalf. Haribol! 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 That's the rasa of the spiritual world. You know, very sweet. Everything from the spiritual world is sweet. So, that is our destiny. We are coming from that camp. We are coming from Brajadam. We are not coming from Aishwaryadam. And our acharyas are not coming from Aishwaryadam. Formality, that is not our line. Those who want to go to Vaikuntha, they can go. But actually in our line, practically, everyone, because of Srila Prabhupada, because of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, because of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So everyone in our line is going to the most intimate portion of Brajadam. Haribol! All of you sitting here. It doesn't matter if you're on the fast train or slow train. You're all going to Brajadam. It's not that you're going to space out and say, oh, I think, you know, Vaikuntha, you know, wow, it's pretty awesome. Wow, look at these palaces. My God, look at these beautiful people. Well, I think I'll check it out. But if we're fortunate, we won't even get a chance to see Vaikuntha. Anybody want to see Vaikuntha? Just, you want to see Vaikuntha? Just a tourist trip? You want to just get in a tourist bus and go to Vaikuntha and check it out just for, like a tourist goes to different places? That's what you want to do? But that's outside of our line. I have to respectfully tell you, that's out of sight of our line. We are not interested in sightseeing Vaikuntha. Even if Lord Vishnu himself came riding on Garuda. Here's Garuda right here. And I don't mean to disrespect your Garuda, of course. He's the, you know, exalted carrier of Lord Vishnu. But nevertheless, if Lord Vishnu in his forearm form, Lord Narayan, came personally to me and said, would you like to go on a tour of Vaikuntha? I say, oh, my dear Lord, it's very kind of you. It's very sweet, very wonderful. Thank you so much. All of my Dhanava pronounce, all glories, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the Supreme Lord. As such, you are the Supreme Paramatma. You also know my heart of hearts. I say, it is a very kind of offer on your part, but actually, no thanks. Because even just like the heavenly planets, we don't want to see the heavenly planets. Distraction. Even Vaikuntha is a distraction in our line. Try to understand. So I don't think that anybody in our line is actually going. Because of the worship of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnava Acharyas in our line, because worshiping Nitya Siddha devotees, because of worshiping eternal residents of Braj, therefore, they are taking, not just only Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our whole line of, but the whole line of Vaishnava Acharyas. That is the purport. Try to understand. I don't think there's one person sitting here who can give the troop well. I have two, at least two God brothers sitting here, so I take that back, who are knowledgeable in the Shastra. But I mean to say, if newer devotees, neophyte devotees, cannot give the purport to the shloka that we are singing every day, Nikunjayone Ratikari Siddhaya. Now, those of you who come to Malangalati singing that shloka every day, I respectfully submit you don't have a clue what it means. Not a clue. The spiritual master is engaged in canvassing. Canvassing. You know canvassing, like soliciting? On behalf of whom? Nakunjayono Ratikari Siddhaya. Yaya Lebi Yukti Rabakshani, yeah. Radharani. So all Radharani and her sakis and her manjaris, they're canvassing. How can we get some of these conditioned souls? How can we get these conditioned souls into our camp? Paradukaduki. That is the purport. Paradukaduki. Dukkha. Dukkha means suffering. How to raise them above this suffering condition? Paradukaduki. Suffering. Compassion. That is our line. That is Vaishnav. Any Vaishnav. Who's a real Vaishnav. There must be compassion. They must be committed to, dedicated to raising every living entity in the universe above the suffering condition. Vasudeva Datta, intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered to Mahaprabhu, he said, I cannot tolerate to see the suffering of all these living entities in the material world. I can't handle it. I can't take it. That is Vaishnav. Paradukaduki. I cannot tolerate to see their suffering condition. He said, let me take the sinful reaction of the whole universe. I'll take the sinful reaction of the whole universe. Let them go back to home, back to God. And I'll take all the reaction. I'll stay. I'll take all their sinful reaction. That is Super Vaishnav. Super Vaishnav. Actually, Prabhupada said he is worth millions of Jesus Christ. The topmost Vaishnav position. Mahaprabhu smiled and he said, thank you very much, my dear devotee, but it isn't necessary. Because even if you vacate this universe and take them all, that'll just fill again with more fallen souls. So there's no point. But thank you for your very generous offer. That's how Mahaprabhu replied to him, you see. So the essence of our line, we have to understand, the essence of our line of disciplic succession, the essence of our preaching movement is in that shloka. Nikunjayono ratikali siddhaya yaya rebe yukti rabeksha shaniya. Canvassing on behalf of Radharani. And Radha and Krishna, if somebody has some other rasa, that's all right. If somebody is eternally, if their sroop or spiritual body is coward boy, no problem. You know, because the point is to get into that Goloka Vrindavan. We've got the ticket. The ticket's already there. The entrance fee we have to pay, that is some, your heart, some bhakti, some seva we have to do, some service we have to do. Cheto daparamajanam vahavagnivavtamani. We have to go on purifying the heart. Then, from that position, when the heart becomes purified, then We already have the ticket, but then we can put the ticket in the swiper, you know. Yes, what is your name, Prabhu?
Acharya
Narottama
Das.
Acharya? Narottama. Das. Okay, I'll just call you Acharya Das for short. Okay. So you come up, that day is coming, when it comes time to enter Goloka Vrindavan, you don't even have to swipe your card, you know, like your security guard. You go into some high-tech security building, some big high-rise building, you have to swipe the card. ding, okay, green light comes on, you know, you go to some country club, you know. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our line of Vaishnava saints, Acharyas, they are confidential associates of Srila Radha Krishna, mostly Manjaris, assisting Srila Radharani. The spiritual master is engaged in making tasteful arrangements for Radha and Krishna and the gopis. You see, that is the meaning of that shloka. So then, tasteful arrangements means to collect everyone and bring them into the camp of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. That is our line. So then that day is coming when you don't have to even swipe your card. You come up to Goloka Vrindavan, oh, Acharya Das, Hare Krishna. You can't come through, no problem. Already, clearance is already there. By the mercy of Guru Gauranga, our line. Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Gaur Nitai. Nitai Gaur. Nitai Gaur. Nitai Gaur. Nitai Gaur. Nitai Gaur. So our whole line is coming down from Chaitanya and Nityananda. Of course, there's a lot, we are out of time, but there is the relishable subject matter of Ishwar Puri and how that mood of is being carried from his Guru Maharaj, how the mood is being brought of spontaneous devotional service into our lives, spontaneous, you see, instead of Aishwarya conception. That is our heritage, and how to deliver everyone. Actually, I was just told a senior devotee told me a quote from Srila Prabhupada. He was engaged in a conversation with Srila Prabhupada, and he asked the question, Srila Prabhupada, so it says 10% can be delivered in this age of Kali. 10% can be delivered in this age of Kali. So is that realistic? Is that, that can really happen, that 10% become devotees and 10% can go back to God? He was sort of doubting that such a grand number could possibly be true. So Prabhupada was not looking that way exactly, meditated for a moment, whirled around and pointed his finger, why 10%? 100%? Anymore. That's Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Why 10%? 100%! But you have to go out, you have to teach, you have to preach, you have to do something. To make that net, on behalf of the disciplic succession, Nikunjayono Ratikali Siddhaya, by representing that line, by assisting the gopis, otherwise what is the meaning, Shikshastak? Das, Anudas, Anudas. We're assisting those acharyas and manjaris to cast the net, and catch the fallen jivas, that's our line. We have stumbled into the highest position in the entire creation. Actually, Prabhupada told his disciples, he said, if you knew who you were associating with, you would faint. It's like we look around, we see here, okay, well, here's this Prabhu, that Prabhu, here's this Devadasi over here in the center. Like, yeah, well, this is the Prabhu, this is the Manajis, okay, fine. Yes, but we can't see their actual identities. Prabhupada told us, if you could see, you would faint. We're surrounded by great devotees, but we're a little dust at Chaitodapadamaj. We have to take off the dust only. If you have sterling silver, very high, best quality silver, sterling silver, if there's some tarnish on it, it can even black color it can be. But then you polish it, and then shine is there. So all we need is the polishing. Chaitodapadamaj, Bahavagnapati, Vapanam. Polishing with the instruction of Acharya. Then all good fortune is there. Thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Shri Jagannath Maladev Sambhaja ki jai. Go Premanande. Okay, thank you. Sorry?
I changed my mind. I don't want to go to Vaikuntha.
I said, yeah, but I don't think you'd get given the opportunity anyway.
Why get on a tourist bus and go to the next place?